Mr. President?
Yeah.
Doug Wynn just called me and he's very upset. Fred Berger, the man from Natchez, Mississippi, who voted with you, has gone back and his life has been miserable. His life has been threatened over the phone by the Ku Klux Klan. He cannot trust the chief of police. He thinks he's in cahoots with the Ku Klux Klan. Doug called me because he said, I don't know who else to call. I don't want to personally call the Department of Justice. We cannot trust the local law enforcement officers. And the last thing we want is publicity. He said, what kind of protection can we give this man?
Well, I would talk to... Deke
DeLoach?
Yes, is Walter back?
No, sir.
When's he coming back, you know?
I can't answer. I don't know, sir.
I'll talk to Deke DeLoach and then ask him to talk to... Well, I'll talk a little bit. I guess I'll talk to Ketz back on the whole Mississippi thing. And, what did the... Who threatened him? What did they say they're going to do to him?
He said he was threatened over the phone by some people in person that he thinks that he knows are members of the Ku Klux Klan, threatening his life for what he did. I didn't get the verbatim comment on the thing. Doug was a little bit upset as he was calling me.
Does he know his name? Know who threatened him?
I'm sure we could find out all that information. He did not talk very long, and he said, I can't talk very long, but I wanted to let you know this.
Why couldn't he talk long?
I don't know, sir. I've got Doug's number, and I was going to call him back, and...
Well, let me look into it.
All right, but the thing that he was very insistent on was that whatever was done should not be done through the chief of police down there because this man, Berger, suspects the chief of police to be in cahoots with him.
Where does the fellow live?
Natchez, Mississippi. His name is Fred Berger.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir. I thought you ought to know that.
All right. Okay.
Yes, sir.